you dry them in a potato kill or potato bone?
No, just lay them out there and let them dry. But it got awful cold here, and I never thought about them freezing. We had them down there in the stable and covered them up with a quilt and hay and tow sacks and stuff like that, but they froze.
Tow sacks to him, now the burlap bags.
Tow sack, you mean? Yeah, burlap bags. Well, I don't know what a tow sack is.
Oh, did you?
Well, I guess.
Now, your father, you said, was born around
Mount Pleasant. You see, it's not over 12, 15 miles like the crow flies. Well, it's not that far like the crow flies, but if you're going through even shade, you see.
I know how a crow flies and that. The roads don't go the same way a crow flies around here.
Well, they don't fly nowhere else.
Where's that Arkansas map?
I've got one here, man.
If you're going back here to Eden and Shade, well, it's about 4 miles of the highway, 2 miles to Eden and Shade, 6 miles to Maxwell, where you turn west there. All right, and it's 4 miles on to Sydney, about four there, and then you turn, when you hit that 58, you turn left out there, it's Sage, and it's about 4 miles down there. 4, 8, 12. 6 is 18, 20. Now, if you're going that way, it'd be about 24 miles.
I got to drive over to Melbourne and do some work over there, too.
Well, now, if you want to go right straight through here, go right down here, half mile, and go right straight west.
You better go up to Blacktop, then he'll know where he's going.
Well, yeah, but he can see better country through here.
Sure I could. Now, let me get that straight now. What did you say?
Go right
hit, down Bear Creek Road?
Yeah, hit this right down here, just a half a mile right here, and then turn left, turn right down here at this church house, and go straight west. You can't miss it. Then you hit WPA.
That's what it was back on this bill.
Well, WPA Road, and then you turn left again.
Is it gravel or?
It's gravel. And then you cross a little creek, Piney Creek, on a wooden bridge with
well,
orange bands.
You don't turn off anywhere.
Oh, no, you just, then you come to Zion, a post office and one store, I think, maybe two filling stations. Well, let's go right straight on through Zion, and you can't miss it. It's just go right, and then when you hit the blacktop, you go turn right then, go right into Melbourne. I believe it's 4 miles.
To Melbourne from here?
No, actually hit the blacktop. No, it's from here.
It's over 14 miles near to Melbourne.
It's...
Well, that's better.
6, 8, 8. Yeah, it's about 15 miles from here to Melbourne.
Well, that's better than going back to Eden and Shade than trying to find it.
Except, you're on the blacktop when you get that over there, you know, all the way.
This Bear Creek Road, it won't go to a blacktop. It'll go over to Melbourne. Though.
Yeah, you hit a blacktop about 4 miles out of Melbourne.
Yep. Well, the roads weren't always this good, were they?
Oh, no. No, when we moved here, you couldn't get a car from...
you remember the old barn over here on the side of the road as we came along?
Yes, ma'am.
There by the pond, that whole water was. Now, the year we moved here, the guy that stayed with us left his car over there and walked here. You couldn't get through this lane over here in the wintertime.
Hmm. Well, there was nothing but wagon roads, you know, then.
That's all there was.
Now, there's very few cars in this country in that, I'll say 1940.
Yes, sir. Your father was a farmer.
Yeah. Well, that's all I know. That's all. I spent 3 years in service, but when I got out, when I could get loose, I come back right over there.